take a moment to comment on your team as you enter the Arkansas game on Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to being back home, you know, getting ready for an Arkansas team that came off a big win. And we've been preparing, you know, if the weather is bad, we've been preparing all week for that. So, but the big thing is we're glad to be back home in front of our fans.
Coach, we'll start you off with Arkansas week with Bob Holt, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, doing good.
I would imagine this would be kind of an emotional week for Chad playing his old team. What are you seeing from Chad? What do you think this game will be like for him?
Yeah, you know, I think you're probably right. You know, I remember we played Arkansas State the year after that I got here, and it's always a little bit different. But, you know, once the game starts, it's just like any other game. You do your job, and like I said, you know, earlier, you know, Arkansas is coming off a big win for them, and I said, I'll be a good one.
And you know, I kind of forgot about that ASU-Auburn thing, but I was thinking about the year after you went to Tulsa, I guess just by coincidence,
yeah.
Tulsa played Fayetteville. What do you remember about that week and the game and just kind of what your emotions were like?
Yeah, it was really weird for me personally, you know, that week. I do remember that. But like I said, once a game starts, you know, you just kind of flip the switch. But before and after, you know, it was definitely a completely different feel.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next is Jordan Hill, the Open Like Auburn News.
Hey, Gus, any update on Eli or Worm at this point in the week looking for Saturday?
Yeah, they're still questionable. I'm hoping by tomorrow, you know, we'll know more about those two status.
Thank you.
Hey,
Gus, kind of a double-sided question here. What's happening with your run game? What do you need to see out of it for it to be more effective? And then for Arkansas, they haven't got the run going either. I wonder what you think of their offensive personnel and trying to run it.
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, for us, I mean, we really are striving to be balanced and working extremely hard to do that, especially in this league. I think you have to be effective long term. You've got to be able to do both, and so we're working extremely hard to do that. And hopefully, we'll be more balanced this week. And of course, you know, I would probably say the same thing, you know, about the other side.
All right, and then just Arkansas's offensive personnel overall, you know, what you've seen out of Franks and what they've done.
Yeah, well, you know, Franks is a veteran guy. Like I said, you can tell, you know, very impressed with Barks, very impressed with Boyd, and, of course, you know, their other running back's really quick, too. So, I mean, they've got some you know, very, very good skill guys.
WZZN.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Hey, good.
Is it still special for you personally to play Arkansas, Coach?
Well, like I said, that's where I grew up and took 50 years of high school football and played there, so it's always a little bit different, you know, preparing. But like I said, once the game starts, I mean, you got a job to do. And like I said, this year they got a lot of momentum coming in here. And we just came off a tough loss, so we're going to have to regroup. We're going to play good, you know, good hard-nosed and clean Auburn football.
Once the season starts, is it harder to clean up stuff like penalties and third-down conversions? How do you improve upon that during the season, Coach?
No, I don't think it's hard. I think it's just something you got to do, and that's a big factor for us. You know, we pride ourselves always on being disciplined, so we got to do a better job in the penalty area. And then, like I said, the third downs has been a big focus. I know we talked about that, you know, last week, but we're going to have to do a better job on that Saturday.